Ah bah, Marty Perez.
Yeah, 2 days apart. Okay, so the topic was 5 common mistakes of Purim. Really, it was meant to be 50, but got with a 0 on the sign. So I'm going to cut it down to the main 50 mistakes. But seeing as we have time for that, it's the main 5 mistakes. The first halacha, which I'm not sure why, but it's completely unknown, and that is the Ramah says that Purim is an Issa Malacha. We don't realize it's Issa Malacha. What do you mean Issa Malacha? Well, you can't take Shabbos. No, Tlai Cholamoid. Meaning you're not supposed to do anything unless it's a Tzur Chayyot. Every Malacha, Cholamoid, you can drive if you need to get to Shul, you can write if you need to write. So you want to write a Purim card, you know, Purim Smech, no problem. But it's time to do Malacha Shoyot Tzur Chayyot. You should not do on Purim. Mamash Tlai Cholamoid. I'm not sure why it's so forgotten. Someone will make it in the night, it's more in the day than Mamachmet. Therefore, if someone can avoid it, for sure, write your cards beforehand. If it's easy or more, you're not sure what's going on, so you can't do it. If anything you can avoid, should be avoided, because it is Malacha Lech HaLamayit.
Well, I say two bar, that's also Yom Tov.
Yes, there are different levels of Yom Tov. Purim is Mamash Yom Tov, we know, everyone enjoys it. If you enjoy it, you've got to also keep the downsides, like this Malacha. So again, Lech HaLamayit, you need to do something you can. I was by someone last Purim afternoon, he told me he's had the Suda, he's sobered up, he's finished for the day, he's back to the office. You can't do that. It is Malacha until Shkir Necht. But it's like Cholamoid. That's the first most common mistake I think people don't realize. Therefore, there is a hiddup. You can write the cards beforehand. Everything's a minimum. You don't need to write yourself crazy. It's like Cholamoid. If you have to, you have to. But Cholamoid is what? You don't want to do it. You don't say, you know what? I'm busy tomorrow. I've got time. I'll do it then. It's a Malacha. So you say, oh, we'll write the cards tomorrow. If you can, right now, keep it to a minimum. So again, people aren't aware of that, that's one most common mistake. The next most common mistake, I think, is very common, and that is by Megillah. In regards to Megillah, everyone knows that every mitzvah you can't eat beforehand. There's a thing for every mitzvah, the right is Rabbanon, whether it's Chometz, whether it's Megillah, whether it's Chanukah, all mitzvahs you do, davening, you can't eat beforehand. We know you can eat a tzima, maybe less than a kebir, a small amount. Drink, fruit, things like shakal, eat, I don't know you can eat. But you could wear a suda, that you can't do. There's eights that you have a shemus and a long, different eights. What people don't realize is the most chomo of any mitzvah is Megillah. Chazal puts a special severity on Megillah, that is the most chomo. And therefore, even to eat is awesome. That means to have a drink for Megillah would be awesome. As long as a chayla, like every time a chayla is allowed to eat, lefi whatever they need, no problem. But a normal healthy person, you've got no reason. So you'll drink, you're not shvach, you're a woman's after birth, you've got chayla different attire. A regular person is an isachile even to ima for Megillah. So in the night, that's such a problem, because you're having fasting, comes marriage, okay, if I'm starving, too bad, you wait another whatever, half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever the Megillah takes. The morning is when you go to Shacharis, so you're not usually eating for Shacharis, so too, there, you wait after Megillah to eat.
Drink in the morning.
Oh, the shayla is, that's one horror, you have to have a coffee in the morning. From Shacharis is one sukkah, and then we have the kulos of Shacharis. Could be Megillah makes it worse. Could be. I'm not sure what the answer to that is. That's a good question. Someone asked me last year, and I'm not sure what to say. I would assume it's a problem, but I don't want to make people's life miserable without double checking, so we'll leave that as a question. But what we all realize is, women also have Megillah. But chiv like men, exactly the same. No difference. See, we have equal rights here in Judaism. Comes the night, and a lot of times the husband's in shul, and the wife's babysitting, she has Megillah, whatever, she'll go soon, she'll go later, and she wants to eat. It's a chila. Now you could say if she's been fasting, then she's got a little chila, and see what we want to do. Could be, it's good. Ha'ara, some of them, shvach, could be that'll be the
heta. Is there a time limit though?
Sorry?
Is there a time limit? Time limit, you can't.
What do you mean, the time limit for what? For Megillah?
So the time for Megillah, let's say 9 o'clock.
Oh, so then you come to those the term of Shema, someone reminding you, alarm, I mean, Chavua, those are all the term. Now, all the term are very questionable, usually. So we rely on them sometimes, yes, sometimes not, to feed them out. But seeing such a severity, Dekko and Megillah, if you have to rely on it, you can, but it's not the same as regular. It should be more stringent and try and rely on it, only if you manage after. So you have your husband, someone told me, yeah, I can, but I remember why, right, after you get to Megillah. So that could be good, because you've got a shame. Could be not. These are issues, each one needs to be taken up on its own. If the husband's eating, he's not a shame. Some say he's no good because he's busy, he's here in Megillah, he's going to go next. It's going to be a shame, he's going to be next to you. So all these things are very big questions. The idea is to keep all this material you're relying on to a minimum by Megillah. Then comes the Purim day. So women get up, they daven, they do whatever they do, and the husband's out, oh, go to Megillah later. So again, you've got to watch out, there's no eating for Megillah. They have, I saw in the, every year, the Hazard test, they have Megillahs every hour, all day. Always feel bad, whoever goes to 6 o'clock Megillah, PM, it's be starving, second day fasting. Always feel bad to these people. Some people obviously don't mind to fast the whole Purim, but it's your second day of not eating, you've got to be careful. Some of the Chayla, as we said, and of course, like anything Chayla, we make up with these halachas. So that's the first common mistake. People don't realize that Megillah is more common than anything. It is a machlekes, but then when Avraham passes like this, and the Mishra brings it to halacha, and he goes, I spend quite a few lines explaining that it is more common. So someone has a heta for a certain matzah where it's a little bit grey, the arachah, you're not sure, and the Rav's maker is not so shver, because the arachah comes from Avraham. And the Mishra holds that among Avraham, there's an Ezechil. Ezechil even to Ima. The next,
not ladies generally
shvach
their
men. Right, someone's generally shvach and they're going to get a headache, then anyway, they've got a din chayla. Then as well, you should only have tima. You shouldn't start eating a proper mozelis. You should keep it to a minimum, like coffee, have a eight, fruit, hadoma, something like that, rather than eat mozelis. Someone doesn't mamish a chayla, then for sure they could do whatever they need to. But there is it's a rabbonim to eat before Megillah more than other mitzvahs. The next, inyan of Megillah, again, something that people don't appreciate the importance of, they're nice baroi bomb. Megillah meant to have a lot of people. Now, the Gemara tells us that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim stopped doing the Avodah to go to Megillah. Second Beis HaMikdash, obviously. Now, the Rishonim point out, what do you mean stopped doing Megillah? Stopped Avodah. They always had a cycle, and different Kohenim do different things. So, I'll hear Megillah at 8 o'clock, you'll do the Avodah. When I come out from Megillah, I'll do the Avodah, and you'll go to Megillah. What's the problem? So, the Rishonim point out, we wanted Brevon, the maximum amount of people we can get. Therefore, every coin was collected out. It was the only time entire they cleaned the place out. Everyone came together. The Gemara says, Rebbe has a huge piece of Medrash. They stopped the little Torah because they had continuing around the clock. You learn, we listen to Megillah, then we listen to Megillah, you keep doing the changeover. But they don't do that, they had everyone together, brave on. Therefore, there's an inyan to go to the biggest minyan you can. I've asked Mishra Prince in the Chayadam, if you have a minyan kavua, I always have it. Shul. Hey, I'm allowed to do shul even though a piece bigger. But if a person has two shuls, Friday night one, Shabbos one or the other, Shabbos one, weekday the other, they have different choice, it's kedai to go to the bigger shul, there's a special hit of Bereva. Someone actually asked me, there was a yeshiva here in town, that they wanted to get all the music in the van up and running, and Megillah takes a long time, there's lots of banking going on. Therefore they wanted 10 boys to have their own minyan, and while everyone else is in Megillah listening to Megillah banging the horn for hours on end, have a lot of takes, they'll set up the equipment, they'll get the van up and running, get the music up and running, and as soon as the boys finish Megillah, off you're collected. So there's what to do. There's a much worse, because you have a minyan of Brevam, and you're leaving your fixed minyan of Brevam to make a small minyan. Now you're a big tzor, as a stalker, very important, you want to collect money for the yeshiva, great. But I'm not so sure you can do this, because you're leaving, not only you're not going to a minyan of Brevam, you have a minyan of Brevam, you're saying, I'm leaving, I'm going to smaller. So that's an interesting shayla. I'm not sure what they want to say. I don't think it's a problem, but as usually happens, they went asking their people to talk to Ms. Mutter, and that's what they did. But the Indian Boroivam by Megillah over every other mitzvah, there's an Indian to go to the biggest shul you can. Obviously, you've got to hear it. And there's one else who's been in town. And he has in his house a small minyan. I said, what's going on? You don't have another whole year. One year, Purim night, you have a minyan again. You have Boroivam in shul, you have every week there. Shabbos, weekday, you're always in shul. One night a week, one night a year, you dive in a small minute. So we have the banking disturbs him. Okay, I feel very bad for you. If you manage to become ill, maybe. But other than that, I mean, fasting disturbs me. And eating matzah tomorrow at 12 o'clock at night disturbs me too. That's part of the mitzvah. You go to shul, you hear the brevo, you bang for the hormones, all part of the ambience of Purim. But to go make a small minion is very, very questionable. Sometimes Beanstalk want people to come to make a minion. All these times you've got to always weigh up what's the right thing to do. Broyom is mamish palm basel. The Gemara has a whole ombud, which we'll get to in about 4 years in Dafyomi, and explains how Broyom is one of the most important parts of Megillah. That's the second one, Broyom. The next Torah everyone knows, you've got to hear every word, every letter, every sound. If you don't hear anything, you have a problem. There's many stories of different shuls that people didn't hear. 2 years ago, I think it was in Tifrach, there's a yeshiva, a huge amount of Bachrim, and songs they didn't hear, and they got the cameras and they played it back and they noticed the taka. He went to the S where the says the hormone and he skipped one out. And one guy, the whole show realized. They went around with ram calls, they called everyone back. It was very exciting. They had as well the last United Israel. There was a lady from Megillah, a few hundred women, and as well the guy realized he made a mistake. And they went around with ram calls, round in taxis, calling all the women back. You gotta come back to Megillah. And on Megillah, you've gotta catch every single syllable, every word, every sound, every noise.
It's not catch, he has to say it.
He has to say it, you have to hear it. Yeah.
I mean, consciously, you have to hear it.
Yeah,
you're dreaming.
Well,
okay.
Dreaming's not great, is it? Yeah.
Okay.
It's not great, but he has to say it. If the nothing next to you's got his Gregor still going, you gotta whack him, you're not allowed to nowadays, then you gotta make sure to hit him. So what you do is you can read with the chazan any words which you miss. So you miss the S, the first S of the Hirsch Commandments, you say the S. But, a few things
in
I
order.
Should remember.
In order.
Number one, in order. You can't say, here's the Parashat Dosa, and you say the S, that doesn't work, it's backwards. You gotta say the S, Parashat Dosa, you gotta get up to and past where the chazan is.
Yeah.
So, and they go quite fast sometimes. So if you know there's a homer coming up, you're good to go, because then you can get the homer, relax, you've got those few seconds while everyone's banging, and you should go out. But you've got to get to and past where he's up to. That's number one. Number two is you have to be Shemir and Ozma, you've got to hear. So if you just read it very quietly, no good, don't do it too loud, it's the guy next to you. So you've got to make sure to hear. Very important, if it's not Shemir and Ozma, you know it's. You must be reading it perfectly right. If you've got one of these posh Megillahs, the real Megillahs, without the dots in, you want to make sure you know exactly what you're reading. We'll go to a Chumash. If you read from Megillah and you get the vowels wrong on the words, you read the S, different ones on the Hakiv, and you also got a problem. You've got to read it right, Shmuel Oznai, catch him up, overtake him, you've got to make sure to do it right. Now from Megillah, you've got to make sure it's not a joke. If you get it wrong, you could be, you can't hit the mitzvah, and it's one time a year, you don't want to mess up. The next thing is Sudas Purim. The idea of Sudas Purim is Lahudis or Lahala. Sometimes you go to Sudas Purim and you see, goodness, what goes on there. It's got to be Shlach Chodos, the Rebbein Shalom, Devar Torah, music, Jewish songs, things that people appreciate, that it's Nigudim, it's Chodos Lahala, to thank the Rebbein Shalom for the Nes. It's good to say Devar Torah, something about Purim, something about the Nes, and the songs as well, the songs praising and thanking Hashem, rather than just sometimes what Purim does look like.
So could you sing halal? Because you're not meant to say halal.
Yeah, you're not meant to say halal, but you can sing Marship Lashem. There's loads of parts we sing. Well, so shall if you're allowed to sing or not. Most people don't know, we do sing. So you sing songs, any song you like, as long as praise the halal to Rebbein Shalom, to thank him.
Because you're not meant to say halal in Purim. You know?
Right, we don't say halal in Purim, but that's in parts. And just to say focus, as you're sitting there enjoying your Shmack and Matzah, the whole situation is beautiful, the food, the company, the music, everything's very nice. Remember, that is always to thank the Rebbein Shalom, not to worry about how I can eat the best, to appreciate that we shouldn't really be around that Haman had his way. And who's the Lala? Another. Sorry?
The
boombox. Yeah, the boombox. And another very common mistake, and it is that people start the Suda too late. The Ramadan even that Ikka Suda, Ikka means the main part of the meal, which I assume is main course. You gotta have the full Shkia. And the Ramah says it clearly, he points out that people, it's not like the Ramah says, don't do like some people, they drag on their meal, till they drag on their day till late. I say, oh, shkir, everyone wash, that's no good. You have ikka sudah bayayim. Therefore, you know, I don't know, shkir, they see it as what, 6 o'clock barach, half past 5 probably. So you got to make sure, ikka, main course is by them. As many times I've had people, Purim sudah, and you see the 2 o'clock ticking on. That's it, I go to the kitchen, I'll have main course. Everyone else can have soup, they can have whatever, they can run around and mishugoyim, drinking, but I've got a main full shkir. Ikka asada full shkir. And many times people delay it, and it's not the right way it's meant to be at all. You should have ikka asada full shkir. There's an Indian khumra to finish before shkir. Okay, that's really pushing things. For that khumra, what you could do is wash in the morning, this is my Purim sudah, sudah's Purim. So there you eat as much as you like, you have a mini sudah there, and then the second sudah, start after next, start tomorrow, start in a week, it's not when you start. No problem. Because you've been going to your Ikka Sudha, but your guests, you'll worry about them too. If you have guests, and you know they haven't washed yet today, haven't had the proper meal, you must make sure, main course by Shkia. After that, you can go on and do what you like. Spin around with Avoichu, first course is main course, and after that, you can go to your Div.
What can you have in the morning if you want to do that?
Anything. The Ikka is meat. It's not even so much washing. We all know to wash, but washing someone who doesn't want bread, women normally don't touch bread, is the most evil thing for them. Fine, the ick is bossa.
Fish.
Come on. Yeah, the fish, but even more that's meant to be bossa, even the fish as well. Ick is meat, and washing is good. Diet to do the maril, some place came out, and the maril was you should wash, it's not ma'akif. So it's good diet to wash, small piece of meat, chicken, whatever it is, tick, you're done. After that, you're good to go.
First case, you give some chicken or whatever it is, then that's it, you eat it.
So he says Ikka Sudha. So I was talking to Rob about this. What do you mean Ikka Sudha? Does it mean the time? Does it mean the meal? Does it mean the food? The meal might take 3 hours, but Ikka Sudha will be made for 20 minutes. What does it mean? So he said, Pashas Ikka Sudha means the most crucial part of the meal, which is very mustab, like you say. So that's really meals. So you're trying the meals by Shkir, which is not so easy. So what is you tell people who are starting in half an hour before whenever you start? They'll come half an hour late, and you'll try and work it out the best you can. If it's not Shkir, it's Nef, it's good night to do it properly. And Mom says, you're doing the mitzvah, you're enjoying yourself, at least get it right. Okay, that's, so that's Purim. Then he comes to Matanis Leviathan, a very, very important mitzvah on Purim, to keep stock it out to poor people. The Rambam says, Mutav Odom Leharbis for Matanis Leviathan, it's better to give more Matanis Leviathan, Meleharbis for Suda, than to have a big meal. And it comes to the meal, the kids, some people, it's beautiful. It's such a hit of mitzvah, they've got all sorts of food there. Huge table full of guests, beautiful. And you see Purim night in the cupboard there, in the box, all the shachmonas, beautiful. You can sometimes come with hundreds of pounds, whatever it is, multiple harvests will be matan sevin. So you do the maths. Sometimes shachmonas, 200 pounds, siddha, 800 pounds, 1,000 pounds matan sevin. Beautiful. Multiple harvests will be harvests for matan sevin. Why? He says, why? She'ein simcha gedoilim faris elos mech levanim. The biggest simcha you can do, the biggest mitzvah you can do, samech someone else, another yid, give him stokah, makes him happy. Matan sevin is the highest mitzvah. So matan shachmonas is a great mitzvah. The Matanis Leviathan trumps all that, and the Rambam says that's the highest one we could do. Sameich Levanim, V'yusayim, Ha'amonis, Gerim, Sha'a Simcha, Sha'am Sameich Lev, Ha'amlolim, Sameich Lev, Sameich, these people should down. Doimim L'shchina, you might as well have the Rebbein Shalom. We give Matanis Leviathan, the Rambam says, Doimim L'shchina, no less than Rebbein Shalom, to a Malacha, to a Tzadik, people want to daven by a Tzadik, go to his Kiva. Doimim L'shchina, you might as well have the Rebbein Shalom. We give you money.
Any time of year.
Any time of year, yes, any time of year. But Purim is so much easier to give everyone. Plenty of collecting, there's no shortage of where to give it to. You keep giving out money, even if you give a small amount, but you just keep giving, giving, giving. Every time you're doing a l'shchina, people say, I want a brach, I'm a tzaddik, come to me, I'm the l'shchina. You're mamash like the l'shchina, it's unbelievable. I can achieve such a high level on Purim as the l'shchina, by giving myself a sevin. But, a few things to be aware of. Firstly, you've got to give to at least 20 in. Therefore, at some point there, you should give to more than two, because you never know if someone's on it or not. So I think you're used to giving two, even though they're fakers. But at least, you want to be kind of mitzvah. You give out to more people, you know, for sure you're covered. You could give one, two people £500 each, or you give 100 people £10 each. Could that give out more to more people, no way you for sure done the mitzvah. Another common mistake people give to people in Eretz Yisrael, which is a beautiful thing to do, but if they're going to get it on Shushan Purim, Yerushalayim, Tezvav, you know it's a. Therefore, you must give to people of Yudal, either Bnei Brak, or better still, Ani Yerucha, as we know, Gemara's Ani Yerucha. Koidmin, give to your place, if you give to Eretz Yisrael, Kupayev, by the Rabbon, you've got to watch out. If you're going to stand as well, we'll be chlam on it to the mitzvah. So it's good, you give as much as you like, but give as well to two aniyim, which are definitely keeping you dalit. Women should give mishachmanas, amatonis, the aniyim, skedai, they should be koinerate, or you can tell the gabba, it's for me, it's my wife, he picks it up, right, it's for your wife, put it in a box, your wife's back. You should do that as well, again, two aniyim. So you give me £5 for her, so you give £10, five for five, two different aniyim, not the same money. Sometimes they're collecting for two aniyim, perfect. Sometimes they come for one aniyim. So you give them £10 for you, it's not two aniyim, it's one. £5 you, £5 for your wife. And the next money, £5 you, £5 for your wife. Kids as well should be giving again. And that is basically the Matanis Leviathan. We're running out of time. Shlachmanos really is the whole story itself. But we'll
do Shlachmanos
another time. Okay. Yeah.